Hey everyone, it's Madison Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life, one stark principle at a time. Today we're tackling something that keeps us all up at night, or at least makes our palms sweaty during important meetings: fear. Specifically, overcoming fear and embracing courage when faced with the unknown. Ever feel like you're standing at the edge of a cliff, looking down at an abyss filled with uncertainty? Yeah, I get it. That feeling can be paralyzing, right? But guess what? You're not alone. This is a universal human experience. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were basically life hack gurus centuries before life hacks existed, understood this fear of the unknown all too well. They believed that true courage wasn't about the absence of fear because, let's be real, fear is a natural response. It's like our bodies build an alarm system warning us of potential danger. No, Stoicism teaches us that courage lies in facing those fears head on, despite them being there. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer your fears and step into your power, one courageous act at a time. 1. Acknowledge your fear. Before you can overcome fear, you've got to face it head on. Don't try to ignore or suppress it. Pretending it doesn't exist is like ignoring a broken leg, it's just going to keep hurting. Take a deep breath and say to yourself, "Hey, I'm feeling afraid right now." Naming your fear makes it less intimidating and gives you a starting point. 2. Question your fear. Once you've acknowledged a fear, ask yourself some tough questions. Is this fear based on facts or assumptions? What's the worst that could actually happen? Often, our fears are fueled by exaggerated scenarios in our minds. By challenging these thoughts and looking at the situation realistically, we can start to dismantle the fear-based narrative. 3. Focus on what you can control. Remember, life is full of things we can't control, like the weather, other people's actions, or unexpected events. It's easy to get swept up in worrying about these uncontrollable aspects, but it ultimately steals our energy and peace of mind. Instead, shift your focus to what you can control. Your thoughts, your actions, and your reactions. 4. Embrace the unknown. The unknown can be scary, but it can also be incredibly exciting. Think about all the amazing possibilities that lie beyond your comfort zone. Stepping into the unknown doesn't have to mean jumping off a cliff unless that's your thing. It could be trying something new, saying yes to an opportunity, or simply being open to unexpected experiences. 5. Practice makes progress. Just like learning any new skill, building courage takes practice. Start small by facing minor fears. Maybe it's speaking up in a meeting, asking someone out on a date, or trying that cooking recipe you've been eyeing. Each time you overcome a fear, no matter how small, you gain confidence and build momentum for tackling bigger challenges down the road. Let me tell you about a time when I had to face my own fear of public speaking. Back in college, I was assigned to give a presentation on, drumroll please, Stoicism. Talk about irony, right? The thought of standing in front of a room full of people and sharing my knowledge felt like swallowing a whole watermelon, terrifying. But here's the thing. I knew it was something I needed to do. So, I took a deep breath, remembered those Stoic principles, and focused on what I could control: my preparation and delivery. I practiced until I felt comfortable, visualized myself succeeding, and reminded myself that everyone feels nervous sometimes. And guess what? It went surprisingly well. The fear was still there, but it didn't paralyze me. By facing it head-on, I discovered a newfound confidence and realized that even the scariest situations can be overcome with preparation and a little bit of courage. Remember, overcoming fear isn't about becoming fearless, it's about facing your fears with awareness and intention. It's about understanding that fear is a natural human emotion, but it doesn't have to control you. By embracing courage, you open yourself up to new possibilities, personal growth, and a life lived on your own terms. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there and take one courageous step today. Maybe it's saying yes to that opportunity, trying something new, or simply having a conversation with someone who makes you nervous. Remember, every small act of courage builds upon itself, leading to bigger and bolder adventures down the road. And as always, keep sharing your stories and experiences with me. Let's continue this journey together. Until next time, stay courageous, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.